Elsewhere, thousands of Houthis have held a demonstration in the Yemeni capital to condemn the rising number of U.S. drone attacks in their country. Yusuf Mori has the latest.
No to U.S. intervention, they're chanting. No to U.S. intervention. This was what Houthi demonstrators chanted during a rally in the capital Sana'a to condemn a 2 weeks onslaught by U.S. drone strikes, which killed 37 people across the country.
These U.S. drones target Yemenis everywhere. Yemen, however, is like one body. If part of it is affected, then the whole body suffers. We call on the Yemeni government to bring about a solution to these American attacks.
In separate protests on Friday, demonstrators chanted slogans demanding the downfall of the regime, a regime who they accuse of supporting foreign agendas in Yemen, while disregarding the demands of the public.
If President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi cannot fulfill the position which he has been placed in, then he should leave power. He should be held accountable for the drone strikes which are being waged in different parts of the country.
Because of the increased number of U.S. assassination drone strikes this year, supporters of the Houthi group say they have begun putting in effort to raise public awareness on how the use of unmanned aircrafts by Washington in Yemen have affected the stability of the nation.
This campaign, which is being waged, is for the benefit of the nation and also to secure the safety of citizens from these attacks.
The Houthi movement has been at the forefront in the battle to end foreign intervention in the country. They are now waging a nationwide campaign, calling on all Yemenis to stand firm with them against the U.S. drone program. Yusuf Maori, Press TV, Sana'a.
Well, Yusuf himself now joins us on the line from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Now, Yusuf, in that, you said that the Houthis have been taking a leading role in these protests. I wanted to ask you, are other Yemenis also supporting them?
Yes, actually, many Yemenis are supporting them. And I think it's safe to say now that ever since the war ended, the six war ended between the Houthi movement and the regime of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh, the Houthi movement have been gaining popularity. They have been gaining populace among the Yemeni people throughout the different provinces. And one of the main reasons they have gained popularity is because of their stance against the U.S. foreign intervention here in Yemen. Most political parties here in Yemen are simply too afraid or have fallen short in addressing the real issue here in Yemen, which is the foreign intervention, the U.S. intervention, the drone strikes. The Yemeni people don't feel they have a sovereign nation, and the political parties or the political leaders of this country have unfortunately fell in meeting the demands of the people. When the people come out into the streets, or when this revolution first began in 2011, people came out, they were calling for an end to Western intervention. They were well aware that the Yemeni leaders who were put in power are there for one reason, which is simply to secure the interest of countries such as the U.S., Britain, and other Western nations. The Houthi movement, they have slogans which basically call for an end to U.S. intervention and an end to Western imperialism over Yemen, which has been the case for many decades. And whenever they come out to the streets, they have been at the forefront in the battle to bring an end to this U.S. Intervention, and specifically the drone strikes, which have increased throughout the past 2 months, killing 37 people. But whenever the Houthi, whenever the Yemeni public, they witness the Houthi movement taking to the streets and basically putting this cause as the main cause for the Yemeni people, naturally people crowd with them and take to the streets with them, calling for the same demand, which is to preserve Yemen's sovereignty. And this has been the case, like I said, ever since the 6-4 ended between Ali Abdullah Saleh and the Houthi community, between the Farhat government and the Houthi community in North Province Sada'a.
Okay, Yusuf, thanks very much for that.